The 270 civilian employees at Westover Air Reserve Base in Chicopee went to work Monday as a result of a decision by the Secretary of Defense. Lieutenant Colonel James Bishop, the Chief Public Affairs Officer at the base, said the civilians were notified over the weekend to come back to work.
At this point, we have returned to normal operations. We were at a skeleton crew, enough to fly, you know, emergency or national defense operations and some training, but now we are back to normal operation.
Civilian employees, including technicians at Westover, received furlough notices after reporting to work on October 1st, the first day of the federal government shutdown. Most were sent home that morning. Operations at Westover, the largest air reserve base in the country, pretty much ground to a halt.
The shutdown hurt the mission, it hurt morale, and so it's just terrific to see everybody returning.
Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel cited a legal interpretation of the Pay Our Military Act that concluded the Pentagon could eliminate furloughs for, quote, employees whose responsibilities contribute to the morale, well-being, capabilities, and readiness of service members. A core group of workers at Westover, Air Force Reservists, have not yet been ordered to return to duty, according to Lieutenant Colonel Bishop.
We're a reserve base, and so we also have 2,600 reservists. Some of those at any given time are on orders supporting operations. All of them had to go home Monday night, September 30th, and awaiting a continuing resolution, awaiting funding. They are not allowed to come back yet. It's on a very limited basis if they're in direct support of an operation in Afghanistan or overseas. They're allowed to come back. Otherwise, they're awaiting a continuing resolution.
Regularly scheduled training for reservists at the base was postponed last weekend. It is unknown if the federal employees will receive back pay for the forced time off. Civilian employees at Westover also had to take 6 days off without pay over the summer as a result of the across-the-board federal budget cuts known as sequestration. Andrew Biscoe is one of the base employees who had to take time off without pay last summer and again last week.
It has had an impact financially and personally. What's happened is that my wife and I have had to readjust twice now because this was the second furlough this year. And we've had to look at restructuring our budget and figure out how to pay bills still on time and then explain to some people that I'm furloughed, and people are understanding, but you have to pick up the phone and call these people to tell them that sometimes things can't be paid quite on time because your pay isn't there.
A spokesperson at Barnes Air National Guard Base in Westfield said civilian employees would report to work Tuesday. There are 7,000 civilian workers at a half dozen military installations in Massachusetts. Another impact from the federal government shutdown is that tuition assistance payments are not being made for military personnel enrolled in college classes. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.